And now to Ohio, where the election process has been under scrutiny in recent years. Just last month, two election officials were sentenced to 18 months in prison for rigging a 2004 presidential recount. The two worked for Cuyahoga County, which includes Cleveland. Candace Hoke directs the Center for Election Integrity in Cleveland. She recently oversaw an audit of Cuyahoga County's 2006 general election. The audit's results were released this past week and shed light on problems that can occur with modern voting technology, like the optical scanning of ballots.
Some ballot batches had been scanned and put into the database twice, so they had effectively been counted twice. And others had been scanned and then deleted because there was some flaw in the data transfer to the central computer and weren't rescanned.
Most voters in the Cleveland area cast their ballots electronically on touchscreen voting machines, and the audit revealed problems with those as well. Chief among them, the machine's poor printing quality.
The touchscreen voting devices have a paper trail, and those paper trails are prone to illegibility being torn, unusable. And for an audit or even for the voters to be able to see them clearly to check if the ballot is printing correctly and therefore a correct representation of their vote, that problem, the problem of damaged paper trails, runs through 8 to 13% of the touchscreen voting units.
And that means that 8 to 13% of the votes can't be audited. But problems aside, Candace Hoke takes the long view.
Doing an audit like this, even with what appears to be bad news, is actually good news. It means we are identifying problems so we can fix them. We all need to start developing an attitude in election administration reviews that we are going to find problems, but we are going to look seriously, honestly, fully, so that we can fix the problems.
Candace Hoke, Director of the Center for Election Integrity in Cleveland.